Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let's go back to your first game covering this team against Miami. How surprised are you that the Titans have pulled off the last two wins?
Stunned. Yeah, I think I'm just kind of floored at what I've seen the last few weeks, and really all three. It's just, it's been a really wild ride for a guy who just started following this team on a daily basis about a month and a half ago, and you just show up to the stadium and you're not really sure what's going to happen, but the one thing that's been constant is they're going to be in ball games, even if you don't think they should have a chance on paper, even if the personnel doesn't really seem like it lines up very well. Whatever they're doing during the week and in meetings, I think if anything we've learned in this first month is that this coaching staff, relatively inexperienced, especially on the NFL level, is really good. And I don't know. I don't even know if he has to win the game this week. It would certainly, I think, seal it. But for any kind of coach of the month honors, for them to pull off two division wins the way that they have with the people that have been on the field, I think Mike Vrabel has to be the odds-on favorite for any kind of monthly award.
Travis Haney with us from The Athletic. I mean, you hit on it. I mean, those are the couple of things that I've learned, just big picture-wise, is that, number one, that locker room, all of those dudes play for each other and will do anything for each other. And number two, that coaching staff will come up with a game plan, and they will have a game plan designed, and they will be creative and aggressive. And I think those are two big picture things that Titans fans can be excited about.
Well, and, this isn't college. This isn't kind of what I followed before. But I was still kind of looking for earmarks of buy-in. How bought in are guys at this point with a new staff, especially coming off of a playoff win? Maybe some guys weren't really sure why he'd make a change. But given the circumstances and given the results, I just think it's through the roof. I mean, they just are playing, even if it doesn't look pretty, even if it's 9-6, they're playing with a ton of confidence. And I think this is a really good sign in the bigger picture for the 2018 season that you could find a way to steal these two division games in September, maybe win a third game in September. And if they upset the world champs to end the month at home, the energy moving into October is going to be substantial. And you feel like, okay, at some point, Marcus is going to get closer to 100%. Don't know where he is now. Thought he looked pretty good the other day. You feel like you're going to get Jack Conklin back maybe this week. You're going to get healthier. And I don't know what else is going to happen as far as variables and injuries. Nobody does. But you got to figure it's not going to be much worse than what we've seen already. Than kind of the Houston personnel was maybe rock bottom in terms of what they're going to put on the field on a Sunday this fall. And they won the game. So I think you just take away so much confidence from that. And listening to the players, and especially the edge that they feel like they have on Jacksonville right now, this is a really confident team despite not really playing a very great, aesthetically pleasing ball game to this point.
It was interesting the last couple of weeks, Travis, especially with the defense. They, take on the Texans. The Titans' offensive line with their fourth and fifth string tackle allowed this Texans pass rush one sack, so they really outplayed that defense. Then you go down to Jacksonville, who everybody's kind of anointed the next big thing on defense. The Titans had one more total yard on offense than the Jaguars did yesterday, and obviously three more points and could have easily been more. I don't know how big of a storyline they're going to wind up being. I know they will be nationally, probably not locally, but this defense has played its tail off.
They really have. I wrote something last week about Malcolm Butler, and he'd given up a couple of those four-quarter touchdowns that we've talked a lot about. And I think that's something when you watch it from the perspective that we were able to see it in person live or watch the All-22 film, you'll really see how good Butler, Adoree when he was out there, Sims, Brian, how good those corners were just to kind of keep everything in front of them. They didn't have that fourth-quarter lapse that really had been a problem against Houston and Miami. So I just think that even as well as they played in previous weeks, yesterday was a huge step up. And there's been a common denominator, too. One is, yeah, they haven't turned the ball over the last 2 weeks on offense. But two is the other teams are really, really being hospitable and really helping out. Houston and Jacksonville have made some very critical errors at the wrong times. And then yesterday, you throw on top of that, you got hashtag bad Bortles out there. I mean, he looked really bad at just missing guys. He had receivers making drops, too. So I just think that, yes, you credit Mike Vrabel, you credit the Titans for what they've been able to do to kind of keep everything glued together. But they're all getting some breaks because Houston and Jacksonville, two teams that a lot of people had penciled in as the two reps from the AFC South in this year's playoffs, are not looking very good. And that was surprising yesterday just because of how good they looked the week before against the Pats. Now we don't even know what that means against New England.
Hey, you mentioned Adoree and when he was out there. Would you continue to use him as this team's primary punt returner, or maybe say, hey, Nick Williams, let's get you ready to roll?
I'd still use him in that way just because I think he's so valuable. I mean, if we go back to the year that he was drafted, that's what we said, right, Mickey? I think I even almost remember you saying that when I was listening to you guys, that was the value of the pick, of getting him at, what, 18, because you felt like you got someone you could potentially use on offense and certainly someone who would be a real value in the return game. So I think it would be a huge loss to take him out, but you got to look at it. If you had a really viable option, and I just don't think Nick Williams, who was just re-signed last week, I don't think he gives you that bonus that you have when you have Adoree out there. You need that threat. You need the possibility of flipping the field, if not more. And he's probably going to do that 3 to 5 times a year, just have at least a 20, 30-yard punt return. I think the one at Miami was in the 20s, but then again, you know, he got banged up on that play. So
yeah. There's
some validity to it. I get it. I just think he's so valuable doing that it'd be really tough to take him out.
Travis Haney with The Athletic with us, at Trav Haney on Twitter.
Hashtag bad Bortles, you mentioned. Is there a hashtag for the boys roaming around there yet? We heard that a lot on Sunday.
Man, they're all about this all of a sudden.
Where'd it come from? Do we know yet?
And apparently puking for the boys if you're Taylor Lewan.
Right.
Before the game, which is what Mike Vrabel texted him and asked him last night, was that you puking for the boys? So, it's a team that's having fun, and it's a team that's winning games, and they know, they understand the reality. They know who's lining up on both sides of the ball right now. They know who could potentially be back at some point in the near future. So I think they're just kind of riding high, knowing what's happened the last couple of weeks too, but there's a good vibe. I mean, there's a really good chemistry with this team, and Marcus coming in the way that he did yesterday, all over the place. You hear a lot of doubters, a lot of critics of Marcus, but when you're in that locker room, it's just a totally different vibe than I think anybody nationally or anybody critical of them locally would feel about him. And when you hear the way that Taylor Lewan says he would go to the ends of the earth to follow him, just sort of what a leader he is, how important he is for that locker room. There's just a lot of really good things, a lot of positive energy that I feel like I've noticed, especially these last couple of weeks with the win.
Travis, great work, man. You can read his stuff in the Athletic. Travis, we appreciate joining us on Mondays.
Have a good one.
That was easy for me to say while I was reading a tweet about Nintendo.
Thanks, Travis.
Thank you, Travis Haney from The Athletic, for joining us. You can read his work there. How about that?
There we go.
Yeah, when we come back.
Trav Haney on Twitter.
I loved Adoree and all those other roles, so I've seen him get hurt in 2 out of 3 games this year as the punt returner.
So I'm going to have to back down on my own comments. Thank you, Travis.
Maybe Ryan Succop can return punts.
Maybe he can.
All right, we'll talk with the Titans kicker when we come back. 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone.